This week, we're going to take a break from the devotional series we've been doing. I've been focusing on No Fear for the New Year, and the concluding part of that series will air next week. But for now, I want to share something that's really on my heart, and I want you to please realize that this is something I am going to share with love for my fellow human beings, and of course, out of love for my Lord. This week marked the, or rather last week marked the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Just a few days ago, people marched in Washington, D.C. Hundreds of thousands of them braved the severe cold, and in fact, they had to set up first aid tents for those who needed to get warm. It was that severe. The fact of the matter is, today, the major civil rights issue is not that of homosexual rights. That is a lifestyle in which adults choose to act. The major civil rights issue of our day is that of unborn babies. Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers target African Americans and other minorities. Pro-abortion physicians urge the killing of unborn babies with Down syndrome. 90% of babies with Down syndrome are killed in the womb today. That explains why you don't see as many of the smiling faces of those with Down syndrome. You know, I remember even just, well, when I was little, which isn't that long ago, you know, historically speaking, and I remember seeing more of them. But now with the screening going on of the unborn, 90% of babies with Down syndrome are killed in utero. In comparison, no one has stopped homosexuals from being employed, able to vote, able to live. But, get this, over 55 million babies have been murdered in the womb in America alone. Millions upon millions more have been killed in utero in China and in other countries. Contrary to the lies of the culture, every baby is wanted, whether by birth parents or not. Every baby is wanted by someone. This is the urgent civil rights movement of today, to stop the killing of innocent human beings, not given the right of simply a birthday, being snuffed out before even having a chance to cry. The unborn baby does feel pain during an abortion. This is not humane. Most of all, God wants the baby to be born. God is 100% pro-life. Today, as we consider these things, we must pray. We must pray hard. We need to pray for those who have had abortions, who now need the love and redemption of Jesus. Pray for those who are pro-choice, who don't yet understand. Pray for people who are practicing homosexuality to know that God loves them and wants them to come to Jesus and enjoy living life God's way, too. We all are sinners. We all are loved by the Lord, and He wants us all to repent and turn to Him, no matter what stage or position in life. 2 days ago, as I mentioned a little bit ago, hundreds of thousands braved piercingly frigid temperatures in order to stand up and march for life. Various leaders spoke up for the babies who cannot. There was a lady named Vicki Hartzler, with whom we have met and visited in the past. I saw her on television this year during a live news program when she spoke at the March for Life. Here is an account of what she said. We are here today to remember the millions of lives devastated with abortion, and to pledge ourselves anew to upholding the most fundamental right, the right to life. Noting there are 1.2 million abortions per year in the United States, she said, there are more babies who perish each year through abortion than people who live in an entire congressional district. As an adoptive mother, Hartzler said, every life is valuable and has a God-ordained purpose. All babies are wanted. Indeed, all babies are wanted, folks. Yet abortion clinics play mind games with the women in need of assistance. About half of American women will have an unintended pregnancy, and nearly one-third will have an abortion. Did you catch that? Nearly one-third of American women will have an abortion by the time they reach the age of 45. And the post-abortive syndrome is something that is not talked about yet in the major media. The post-abortive syndrome affects all women who have had abortions. They experience just devastating loss and all kinds of ripples of the effect of the abortion. For instance, suicide rates skyrocket for post-abortive women, and the rates for overall depression, fertility issues, anxiety disorders, etc., also soar. A young woman named Patricia, I say that in quotes, Patricia knows this personally. She recently shared about the literal horror that she experienced after having 3 abortions. She strongly pleads with other young women to stop listening to people saying that it's just a blob of tissue. She saw the hands and feet and heads when removed from the womb. It is not tissue. In fact, it's not an it. Rather, the baby is always a boy or a girl. In conclusion, let's listen to what Dr. James Dobson bravely said while in the frigid air in Washington, D.C. this past week. Even as it numbed his face, he passionately pled, "Let your baby live." Today, I join him in that plea. And I earnestly pray for God's mercy and for every person who has made the mistake of having an abortion. I pray for them to know that there is redemption in Christ. And meanwhile, my heart's desire is encapsulated in Psalm 86:5, which says, "For you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive our trespasses, sending them away, letting them go completely and forever. And you are abundant in mercy and loving kindness to all those who call upon you." Let us call upon the Lord and ask him to help others call upon him too. You see, this is not about a woman's body. It is about God's creation of a human being made in his image and made for his purpose. I join the psalmist in saying, quote, "From my mother's womb, you have been my God," unquote. That was from Psalm 22, verse 10. Let babies of every color and every background live. So help us, God. Amen. I hope you said amen. Let's pray for all those who are caught up in the lies of this culture and of this modern age. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are compassionate, loving, and true, and that you are desiring all to come to you in repentance. We confess we all are sinners. We confess we need your forgiveness. And I just pray with the listeners right now that you would come into our hearts afresh, that you would cleanse us from every sin. I pray for those who have had abortions and done things they never thought they'd wind up doing. I pray that they would right now receive your offer of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I pray that you would help them to know that you still love them, that you want them to come to you now. And so we do. And we repent. We turn to you. We invite you into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Be our Savior and Lord. We invite you to rule our lives, not the culture, not ourselves. We invite you to be our Lord and our Savior. We pray for all those who are considering abortion today. We pray that you would please, please draw them close to yourself and help them to have the strength to resist this temptation to kill the unborn child. We thank you that you are faithful and that you love us all and desire all of us to know the freedom and the redemption found only in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And it is in his name I pray. Amen. I encourage you to continue to pray and share God's love with other people. Ask the Lord to give you his heart for the unborn, for the expectant parents, and even for the parents who chose abortions. They need to know that it's not too late to come to Jesus. Share your prayer requests at prayingpals.org and Joy Church, and remember that Jesus still loves you.